Well, the recent allegations of sexual harassment have prompted many to go forward on social media with the hashtag MeToo. Youth Radio spoke with three teens, Jeremias Arevalo, Sierra Fung Horvath, and Aria Bendy, for their take on the hashtag.
I first heard about the hashtag MeToo from my mother, and she said it's this hashtag that's being used around sexual assault. And that kind of scared me because I have a lot of female friends that I care deeply about, and I was dreading, you know, going onto social media and finding out that they have also been affected.
Just as in the way it's alarming to see your parents cry, it's alarming to see that the adult world has more flaws than you expected.
The Me Too campaign really opened eyes for me because I have a bunch of little siblings that have to go to public school and I can't be with them all the time to take care of them.
I think it's not just the element of safety. I don't want to just be able to feel physically safe, no matter what I'm doing, who I'm with, what I'm wearing. I want to feel comfortable.
I sometimes go to like parties and things like that with a couple guy friends and a couple female friends, and most of the guys do look out for the girls. And I thought, you know, that's great. What I didn't think about in that moment was telling my guy friends, like, we're protecting this friend, but also make sure that you're not becoming someone who someone needs to be protected from.
You hear the boys will be boys, and then you think, like, oh, they get all their fratty behavior out in college, and then, you know, maybe it sort of trickles off in their mid-20s. But you see, like, these 60- and 70-year-old men being completely inappropriate and absolutely just abusing women in these ways, and you expect this sort of behavior to stop. Well, we're realizing that it never really stops.
As much as being woke is a trend right now, some things we just don't want to talk about. We should definitely take the time to talk to our friends about how we want to be treated and what's the plan if someone wants to take advantage of us in the outside world.